Hey, are you a business owner, entrepreneur, or professional? If so, we want you to apply to be a featured guest on our show. My name is Adam Torres, and I host the Mission Matters series of podcasts. I've recorded over 3,000 episodes, and we are just getting started. How do you know if you'd be a good guest to be on the show? Well, only one way to find out, and that's to apply, but I'm going to let you in on a little secret. We want guests to have a story to tell. Guests with a brand, a product, or a service that can benefit my audience of listeners. If this sounds like you, go to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. I'd love to talk to you and get to know more about your story. Again, head on over to missionmatters.com and click on Be Our Guest to apply. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Innovation Podcast, your source for all things innovation. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Marcelo Ricciano on the line, and he's co-founder and CEO over at 4Geeks Academy. Marcelo, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me here. I'm super excited to talk to you and your audience and share some of the info that we have and some of the things that we can share. As you mentioned, 4Geeks, the company that I co-founded in 2015, it's basically a coding bootcamp. As you know, coding bootcamps and technology has been growing crazy fast over the last 20 years. And the way that people actually get to become part of the industry, is not only by going through a painful 4, 5, 6 years of college, but actually you can now take a boot camp and in 3, 4 months get the skills, the minimum skills, the junior skills to start having a career into this. For Geeks is
Amazing, first of all. So I think it's a great concept, and I have this bias, and you don't know this, but I'm going to tell you the bias because I didn't share it yet. So I always say this. I'm like, why do we, and not to get political, but I'm like, you know, why are, like, at the younger ages in, like, school, like, why aren't we, like, why are kids still spending an hour, you know, learning how to play basketball or something else like that? When I look back, I'm like, all right, so we're all competing for 300 jobs as an NBA athlete. Like, silly. Like, why is that hour not spent on learning coding or like specifically actually coding? And I guess this sounds biased on my end, but I've specifically said coding because I'm like, man, can you imagine? It's a language. So if I was a kid learning, you know, an hour a day of coding, even at a young age, like a really young age, at whatever level it could be in the, you know, then you're going to learn it just like you learn English or any other, whatever your native tongue is. And it's going to be a part of just your lexicon and the way you operate. So I'm a huge fan of what you're doing right now. And I guess I'll have to throw this out to you. How important do you think it is to learn how to code? Obviously, it's got to be important. You wouldn't have a whole company around. Yeah. But give us some meat around that, because me saying it's one thing, but I'm a podcast guy, right? Like, what does my opinion matter about coding? But you, who are living this day in and day out, are seeing how that's changing and affecting lives. So tell us why you think it's important.
So I come from a lawyer background. I graduated as a lawyer. So I do understand the pain behind switching careers and putting your education on one side and starting over with another area of knowledge or skills. And I realized the importance of coding or technology pretty much in the last 10 years of my life. It wasn't before. Like, I didn't grow up in an environment where I was tech driven, you know? Like, my mom was an entrepreneur, and my father as well, small shop owners, you know? And it was everything like the standard way of growing up. However, I do believe there's a lot of famous and important people, Steve Jobs, and just to name one, saying that they said that learning to code is mandatory because actually tells you how to think, you know, it lets you to understand how to think, because as you said, coding is a language. So pretty much you write a bunch of code into a computer in order to let a particular system, application, website, do or achieve or perform in some way, you know? So if you want to have your, I don't know, your website and it's Adam Torres and you want people to subscribe, then you know that you have to have a button that actually is there for people to click. But actually when that person clicks on it, well, it has to take you to a form and then you have to say thanks. So you have to think forward and in an anticipated way, because there's no second chance, you know, it's not, otherwise your website is not working and you're losing your audience. And if we all understand that the most important part is actually thinking in advance, anticipated in a logical way, then it doesn't matter if you actually become a software developer or not. That pretty much depends on your choices, your interest. If you want to be, I don't know, a musician, it doesn't matter. It's the way of thinking, the part that I like the most. And I do believe that maybe lawyers and engineers have something in common about it, because we do kind of thing in a logical way. But I truly believe that if my kid has to go to school, I'll be choosing one that actually teaches code from early stages.
That's awesome.
It will save time. It's like, yeah, it's like learning, I don't know, English if you're not a US or British, or it's the way to go.
So Marcelo, let's get more into this boot camp concept, because I think that's really interesting, because it's like that whole immersive experience to kind of to move the needle forward and to not drag it out. Like, so you don't have to spend all of these years. Like, tell us a little bit more, like what the boot camp concept means for coding specifically and like how it works.
Yeah, well, you all know that boot camp refers to an intensive immersive training of a particular muscle, right? So if you wanted to work out, you went to a boot camp in order to accelerate your process. It's pretty much the same here. It's an immersive learning experience to give you the skills. And I normally say something that people get afraid of hearing, but it's actually, I do believe in that. It's not about knowledge. It's about skills. So if you want to understand the whole thing behind, I don't know, a particular technology, then you need to spend more time. But if you want to get the skill that can let you be part of the industry and maybe get a job, or maybe be part of the of a software team or a startup tech startup team, going through an accelerated bootcamp will give you in 4 months top, and within less than 20K, it depends on the bootcamp, of course, but it's way cheaper than college. It will give you the skills to get into it, you know, and you can start making money or being part of it or switching careers it's a blessing. And the only reason why this works in coding is because it's a skill based, you know. You can't learn how to be a doctor in 4 months. It's impossible. Mm-hmm. It's not only about skills. You do need to understand every single part of the body the human body, in order to perform, I don't know, as a surgeon or whatever, you know. Here it's actually learning how the computer works in a logical way, and then you can learn any other technology because you already got the basics, you know. So this is it. It's an accelerated immersive way of learning how a computer or a system works in order to let them work in a particular way.
So what's happening with the boot camps, or just in general, that you've been noticing in the education industry just over after this whole COVID-19 thing? Like, how's that being affected? The boot camps, everything is still operational. Like, tell us more about that.
Yeah. I mean, probably some of you have heard the crisis from like the college and universities crisis, right? How to charge, or why charging 20, 30, 40, 50, it doesn't matter, 80K per year to someone that is actually joining through a Zoom video call a particular class, right? And that's super crazy. Yeah, I don't know how to justify that. Maybe if you're in Harvard, MIT, I don't know, University, something like the Ivy League, maybe it's justified because you get way more than just the class. But if you're going to a regular college, or, you know, I don't see the point. And during COVID, everybody needed to merge and switch to online, right? For gigs, just to give you an example, we were just in-person session. We were just focusing on in-person sessions. So we didn't have the online component. And we were forced to. Like, I remember the conversation with my co-founder back in March, and we were like, yeah, man, you know, like, we have to switch and we can't stop. You know, you can't tell your students, hey, we need a couple of weeks in order to merge everything to online, right? Because they already pay for that. And they're expecting, like, there's too much at risk because they put the money, they already have expectations, goals, time frames, commitments, everything. Mm-hmm. So we needed to switch overnight. And it's been working great. I do believe that online is a solution. I don't think that it's my way of understanding of the best way that I, you know, if I have to choose, I still choose in person. Mm-hmm. But since I can, pretty much, we're not putting people at risk right now. I think online works better, at least for coding. You're working with a computer. The only thing that you need is a computer and a pretty decent internet connection and mentorship, you know? And those are things that you can get out of a Zoom conference.
That's amazing. And so you're, so when you were doing in person, correct me if I'm wrong. So you're in Latin America, the United States, and Europe primarily with your in-person courses. But now that you also have online, I mean, you're everywhere, right?
Well, pretty much, yeah. I mean, for Geeks is a U.S. based company, and we are located in Florida, but right now there is a lot of people coming from L.A., from New York, from Boston joining our programs. First, because it's cheaper. I have to be honest. Florida is cheaper than New York. It's normal, or San Francisco, or Silicon Valley.
Oh yeah, for sure. It's a huge move.
So if you have to join a bootcamp, a really top 100 bootcamp. And you have the choice of paying 20K or 10K, man, you're choosing the 10K, right? And it's online, so you don't need to go there. So that's one of the reasons why people are joining from different places. And of course, the challenge now is how to get there, you know, because before we were just making an effort to be in Florida, recognized and awarded, and you know, being there, now it's a tremendous challenge. It's a different game in marketing, marketing speaking.
So you go through these boot camps and talk about, like, after the boot camp, what happens with the students. Mm-hmm. So meaning, are they typically, like, finding work? I mean, there's a huge demand for this. I know for this market in general. Yeah. So what's been your experience there? Like, tell us about what happens after the boot camp for some of your students.
Yeah. So, one of the key secrets on why a bootcamp actually works is because you help your students getting a job. It could be controversial, but it doesn't matter how you teach. It's about how many people you get employed, you know? Because you can find
it shouldn't hold on, but by the way, that I hate that you say it's controversial. I agree with you, by the way, so I don't mean that you're accurate. Yeah. But why isn't regular college like that? Why is that? Why do we have to say that's controversial? Shouldn't it be like I pay you 80 grand to get this education, like I could get a job after, or no? And then whereas the boot camp, you get the
interviews, you know?
And I know that's, and I know it's just a different model and system, so I'm not picking on the universities, but I am advocating for your model. If I can pay, go through a boot camp, get the skills to learn a language enough to where I can get enough proficiency to where somebody will hire me, and I have that, I mean, and I can build on those skills over time, I mean, that's an amazing value proposition to me versus here goes your piece of paper.
I mean, it's the reasoning behind the thing that concerns me. So let's go back again to MIT, for example. I'm just mentioning, I love MIT.
Yeah. Who doesn't? I agree.
Yeah, of course. I didn't attend, so I don't have any commitment with them. So why would someone go to one of those kinds of universities? Well, the network, the professors, of course, some of them are great.
Absolutely.
And exposure, maybe. You know, you get a lot of recognition if you graduate in one of those universities, right? So if you go to one of those, compared to joining 4Geeks, of course, in the eye of someone that is not related to technology, it's like, wow, you attended this university. All right, beautiful. If you are applying to get a job in the tech field, nobody cares about where you graduated. The only thing that I care is that you can perform as a software developer. And I'm not looking at your diploma or your certification. I'm looking at your profile, your portfolio, your GitHub account. So first, there's nothing happening there. And then the second, how, going back to the reasoning, why then should you attend a bootcamp? And the main answer is because they placed you, or at least they helped you. I don't guarantee placement afterwards because it's impossible. I don't know you before.
Of course.
So I need you to be there. But 86% of our students get a job after 100 days, within the next 100 days upon graduation. And that's the only thing that actually our students or potential students matter, you know, that's the only thing, because they want to get a job. I mean, what else? It's there, you know. I mean, nice, the whole coding thing. Yeah, let's be part of this. But if I'm not getting paid, man, I need to figure out something else. So we need to help them to get a job. And that's our job, to train you. There are two boot camps within one. I need you to get the skills, and I need you to get a job. Even if I get paid before, I need you to get a job, because the next one, the next Adam, will be like, yeah, so here's the money, but where's your people right now? Like, are they getting a job? Are they actually improving, boosting their careers? So you are being graded upon your placement status. That's the way. And that's why bootcamps actually, well, not every bootcamp is the same. Of course, there are many great bootcamps in the U.S. and in Europe. But of course, we have some of them that they're not so good, so great. But yeah, I think it's narrowing down the conversation to how good you are in terms of skills and how good you are in terms of helping people getting a job.
It's awesome. So, Marcelo, first off, it's been great having you on the show today. Love learning more about what you're doing over at 4Geeks Academy and the students that you're helping, really. I think your model is fantastic, and I know you're helping a lot of people. So that being said, if somebody's listening to this and they want to learn more about 4Geeks Academy, what's the best way for them to connect with you and your team?
Pretty much, you can go to the website, 4geeksacademy.com. Then it's pretty straightforward. Or you can join us in any of the social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. It's again, 4Geeks Academy. Or you can shoot us an email, info@4geeksacademy.com. It's our job. So anytime that you click on something like that, we are going to be getting back to you soon.
Fantastic. Well, Marcelo, really appreciate you coming on the show today and sharing more about your background and all the great stuff that you're doing over at 4Geeks Academy. And to the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. If this is your first time listening, definitely hit that subscribe button. We want you to be a return listener and visitor. I have a lot of more great interviews coming up for you. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Innovation, definitely give that a subscribe. But more importantly, on the YouTube channel, love to see some comments from you on this video and to interact and to hear what kind of projects that you're working on. And Marcelo, thanks again for coming on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Absolutely, man. Thanks again.